Hello. Today's mini episode is all about working with consultants and team members with lived experience on projects about mental health and disability. But before we begin, we want to acknowledge that the lands from which we recorded this podcast and from where you are listening are part of territories that have long served as a gathering place for diverse Indigenous peoples, and we are thankful, as guests on this land, to be able to live, work, and gather here together. We continue to learn about the history that came before us and encourage you to do the same.
Our conversation is with Kat and Nico Trubetskoy, sisters and the co-creators of the new CW and CTV show, Sight Unseen. The series is about a homicide detective who rapidly loses her vision and has to quit the homicide force. When she leaves, she's haunted by the cases she's left behind and is determined to solve them with the help of a visual guide via a visual assistance app. If you want to hear the full episode with Kat and Nico about low vision and the representation of it on their show and beyond, we've included the link in the show notes. If you're a fan of Brains, we'd love for you to also rate and review us.
A quick reminder to our listeners that this interview should not be taken as medical advice, and it is for informational purposes only. Because everyone's brain is different, please consult your healthcare professional if you have any questions. When you first developed the show, you worked with a low vision and blind community consultant. What was that experience like, and how did the consultation impact your project?
So the person who helped us the most, Yvonne Felix, and they are an artist, a disability advocate at the interface between technology and disability, sight impaired, use the cane user, not a cane user when it's not smart to be a cane user. That's a whole chapter. And they're just so knowledgeable about all disability, but working with Google, working with Apple, working with all these disability platforms for visual impairment, but many, many other disabilities as well. And they have been with us since word one and are very creatively open, don't believe in shutting down things for simple political correctness, but actually exploring the whole gamut of feelings. It was a surprising experience, and we did not expect it to impact the project in every way. They did not tell us at first that they were crime buffs, like true crime buffs. And like, we were like, ha ha ha, yeah, sure. Oh my goodness, they knew more about crime than we did, I swear. And then the whole perspective at technologies, that is their job, that interface. So we were put together with Yvonne Felix by a gentleman named Andrew Morris, who was at AMI and then became the interim head of the disability screen office. And he was like, I just think you should talk to Yvonne Felix. I think they will be really good for your show. And it was just like our minds were on fire, sort of like talking to you guys, where it was like, and. So Yvonne Felix is just the most valuable resource from the first word to the last sound mix. They've been with us and they are so open and not... no judging, no closing ideas down, just like this open portal of creativity.
They've really helped us with, you know, just clues and the sound, how somebody who has sight loss is going to experience listening to the show and trying to amp that up so that we can give the best possible experience to our viewers and listeners who have sight loss. And they've dug into the show on every level, and we really can't thank them enough.
And then Graham Isidore, you should look him up. He's funny as hell, and he writes for BuzzFeed, GQ, Toronto Life. I think he's probably the New York Times. I'm not sure. But Graham Isidore is a newly sight impaired person who also had a play that was fantastic called Short Sighted.
And to the point of you saying about sound, how important that was to be thinking about the viewers of, or the people who are watching your show, or I'm trying to use not sighted language,
listening.
But people
it's
who are listening,
listening
to your show.
Yeah.
So what was the key difference did you find between how you normally would approach sound versus the sound you would approach once you kind of were talking to someone with lived experience of sight loss in that way?
A huge part of Sight Unseen is the sound. We just kept trying to go further. And that's something that is, you know, there's one track of picture, but there's 234 tracks of sound it really is the bigger art form. I just want to address one huge challenge we had. We have two composers of the score who are so phenomenal that it got in the way. Their score is so beautiful, so nuanced, that we ended up using more score than we had planned. So I blame Tim Welsh and Jim McGrath for the score that we could not pry ourselves away from. But we separated sounds as much as possible. We did have moments of silence. We used silence. We used Tess paying more attention to sound. But what we did not do is give her super hearing. Mm-hmm. That's not true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What happens is, yeah, with sight loss, you can learn to tune in and pay more attention to sound. So we did that. And then we were really, really careful about Foley. And we did use Foley a little more crisp, a little more clear. We talked about ASMR sound. We really wanted to use that. It sometimes we do, but I would have liked, I think, it was, there's just so much singing and dancing in the show, as in there's so many bells and whistles to play with as filmmakers, that there was always something exciting to follow. And we would love to do an episode that's all dark. Yeah. Yes. You know, that's all test. We were talking about fantasizing about the episode that doesn't exist unless we get season two, that's all Tess and Sunny's POV, only that. And that starts with, yeah, darkness and sound, and yes, really make, yeah, people pay attention to sound. Yeah.
You can endlessly make sound better. And that's definitely one of the things we want to improve if we're lucky enough to get a season two. And also another thing that we're fascinated by that we weren't able to implement this season, but I would love to do in season two, if we're able to have enough lead time to put it in place, is something that Andrew Morris, who was at AMI, developed, which is called integrated describe video. And it is so that you're basically writing the scripts so that you are making things accessible to people with sight loss. So it's all baked in. So instead of like handing someone a coffee, Tess would say coffee as she's like handing something over, like just as simple as that. And that's one of our goals for season two.
We tried to do as much as possible because Andrew had talked us through it, but he wanted us to, you know, if we were going to do it right, he said it's going to take a lot of time, a lot of development, and really next level thinking. So we were able to be conscious of all those things, but we weren't always able to put them in place. But they, you know, we were always fighting for that. It's a writing challenge to make sound natural, but there are ways. And it, yeah. And the other thing is, nobody's freaking looking at their TV when they watch
exactly
a show.
You don't help
They're
everybody.
Looking at their phones. So you kind of,
yeah,
yeah.
It's,
yeah,
win-win.
Yeah.
One of the little get out of jail free cards we have that you might not even think of when you watch a show is Sunny is describing a,
yeah,
lot of what's happening.
That's true. Cause she has to. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Just from what you've been saying, it was really about the importance, I think, of working with people with lived experiences. And I think not only your own, but the people in the room, the people on set, the actors, the consultants. So every time that someone does it, every time a production shows what's possible, it makes it easier for the next person. So thank you for standing up and making sure that you had those perspectives. So I'll just say thank you for that.
Yes, thank you.
It felt normal and natural, and I can't imagine doing it any other way. So hopefully that'll be the norm going forward for everybody.
Shout that on the rooftops. That's what everybody needs to hear. So
yeah.
Thank you for being a good example of how we can make something. Brains is hosted and produced by Heather and Sarah Taylor. And our theme song is by our little brother, Depesh.
If you like what you hear, please rate and review us and tell your friends to tune in. You can reach us on Instagram, TikTok, or Twitter at Brains Podcast, spelled BRAAINS Podcast. You can also go to our website, brainspodcast.com, where you can contact us, subscribe, and find out a little more about who we are and what we do.